Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And that was definitely on me as we took that important conversation long. So we've got just a few more minutes for the little fun thing that we want to do at the end of the show going into the weekend today. And with this big snowstorm headed our way, we thought we would invite you to call in and share one favorite snow-related story. Do you need much more prompting than that? Do you have a quick favorite snow-related story from your life? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you been pleasantly surprised by a stranger helping you get your car up a snowy hill? Maybe you have a favorite snowy day memory from growing up. Or maybe you just like the first snowfall in the city because it blankets the not-so-pleasant parts of city life for a few days. Garbage, dead rats. So do you have a favorite snow-related story? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or if you can do it in 280 characters, tweet it at Brian Lehrer. I'll just tell you mine in a line or two. I lived in Albany for a few years. And I lived in Norfolk, Virginia for a few years. Grew up in Queens. Was delighted to come back after I had a few radio jobs around the country first. In Albany, it snowed all the time. Another 6 inches, another 8 inches. You'd clear off the windshield. People would help each other up the hill, like that example I just gave. And life went on. In my 3 years in Norfolk, it snowed one time that there was any accumulation, and the city was absolutely crippled. Now, I'm not criticizing them for it. It's, you know, something you're used to versus something you're not used to. But it was so funny after being used to people just trudging through, put on the higher boots, the extra gloves, go in Albany. There was a foot of snow in Norfolk, Virginia. And people were absolutely paralyzed and everything closed for a week. Okay, you tell me a snow story. Barbara in Fort Lee, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning. I'm glad to be on. In 1996, there was a big snowstorm, and I was living in Westfield at the time. And luckily, I had the day off, but I couldn't get the front door or the back door open because the snow had drifted up. So I had a patio with windows. I opened the window, crawled out the window, and got to the trunk where the shovel was and shoveled myself out. And then they decided I was going to go into town and see what else there was. To see if there was anything open. And there was one restaurant, a fast food restaurant open with three people in line. And that's my story.
Barbara, thank you. I love you escaping from your house out the window. Anybody else have that experience? Sarah in Bushwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. My story is about growing up in Kansas City, Missouri. When we had really, really a lot of snow in the 60s, the 50s, the 70s. And my father was an electrical engineer, and he loved to make all kinds of wonderful little gadgets around the house. But he hated to shovel snow. So he put heating coils underneath the driveway, the sidewalk, and the little area leading up to the front step. And then when it started snowing, he would just turn on the heating coils, and the snow would melt as it touched the asphalt or cement or whatever. And he always tried to not gloat when he went out and got the newspaper and waved to the neighbors, but I know he was rather proud of himself.
The heating system really built into the steps. Very cute. Rosemary in Bernardsville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi there, Brian. I'm so excited to get through. So I was telling a story that this is back in 1996. It was probably a snowstorm close to when the previous caller was describing. But I was 8 months pregnant with my second child. And the movie Balto, about the dog that brought the diphtheria, was in the theaters. And I had a three-year-old, and I told my husband, we're going to see Balto. And it was on the same day as this huge snowstorm was coming through. And the movie theater was like 40 minutes north of where we were. And I said, I don't care. We're going to see this movie. So we made it there in, you know, probably a reasonable amount of time. And, of course, 2 hours later, by the time the movie was over, there was a massive amount of... Well, no, I wasn't in labor. I did end up having the baby on the bathroom floor, but that's another story. A couple of weeks later. But anyway, and I'll just bookend that to say my mother had me at Mary Immaculate Hospital in Jamaica, Queens, and remembers there was a blizzard and having to walk home through the snow like 5 feet tall on either side of the sidewalk. So,
Rosemary, thank you for those. Steve on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian. I'm a Coney Island Polar Bear member, and every day when there is snowfall accumulated on the beach, we will meet at 12 noon to go swimming at Stillwell Avenue. And it's invigorating.
No, you don't.
And a beautiful thing. Yes, we do.
When it snows, you mobilize and you go swimming at noon.
Yes, we do. Every it's called a snow day, and it's a wonderful thing. Cleaning for the body, cleansing for the body and the mind.
You going tomorrow?
Yes, for sure, if I can get there. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it, but I'm preparing, and I hope to make it.
Steve, thank you. Good luck. Stay warm somehow. Rocky in the Bronx, I think, is going to get our last couple of seconds here. Hi, Rocky.
Hi, Brian. So my snow day story was a couple years ago, the last bomb cyclone we had, and I'm an opera singer, and I was coming back from an audition, and I had some other opera singers staying at my house. So I called Pete the baritone and said, you have to go get my kids at daycare. So he drove to get my kids at daycare. He carried them over the snowbanks to the car, and he was forever known as Pete the hero in our family.
Aw, that's so nice. And you did that so efficiently that I think Bonnie in Queens has time for her 15-second story. Hi, Bonnie, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. So I was living on the Lower East Side with my son, who was probably about 6 at the time. Big snowstorm. We go outside for a walk. There's a group of 20-something standing on the corner, and my son and I decided to throw a snowball at them, and they kind of stopped. They were a little surprised. They started throwing snowballs back at us, and then another group of people came along, and just this massive snowball fight just ensued on the corner of Stanton and Eldridge.
The spontaneous community snowball fight, which ends the Brian Lehrer Show today. Enjoy, if you can, enjoy the storm.